With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hello, what's up, everybody? I'm George Massey. It's the George Massey Show. So we are going to be discussing Love Island. The last time we came to you guys, we didn't know who was going to be in the finale and who's going to do the duel, the mega duel and everything. But now, unfortunately, Gina, we're at the end. Yeah. We know what happened. So we're going to be reacting to the finale. And actually, slow down. We're going to be reacting to a couple of episodes before the finale, too, because there were some things that happened that we haven't discussed yet. So I think the last time we were on, what's his name? Josh and Andrea were still on the villa, on the island. And that, I think, was the last time.
The last time we were on was the episode before Nicola went into the ring.
Wait, we didn't even talk about that. Oh, wow. So we
have
a minute. So yeah, Nicola was sent home unfairly, and I stick by that statement, because she didn't get to compete. There was supposed to be best out of three. She only got to do one round, and I still think it's completely unfair that she wasn't able to compete her three rounds, because a lot of people are like, oh, well, she might not have won anyway, but we don't know that. We don't.
No, we don't.
And she wasn't given a fair opportunity to compete, because she was supposed to get best out of three. And she was injured in round one by a swinging weight ball. I don't know what you call those, Gina. Like, I don't know.
They're called medicine balls.
Medicine ball. Okay, yeah. So she got hit and they were afraid of a concussion. So Gina, what's up with that? Because they weren't wearing protective headgear, but in the very last duel, they were wearing protective headgear. So what's the deal with that? So they just, sometimes they wear protective headgear, sometimes they don't. What's up with that?
I guess, and I actually tweeted the night that it happened to Love Island, and you know, I usually don't tweet anything unless it's serious, because I'm not usually like on Twitter a lot, that they need to start doing better, and that they should, like, in such a high value production, they actually need to get somebody who's like a stunt devil to do all the things that can go wrong, or expect the unexpected, basically. And I think someone needs to go an analyzation, because if it was me, like, and mark off what can be considered unsafe. What's the worst possibility that can happen in such a round like this, or something like this? Okay, you have this happening or this happening. Okay, we're going to have the safety of these contestants, put them first. And instead of going into the ring, like, without any safety equipment, we're going to have safety equipment, like, and that's how it should have been done. Not this going in blindsided. Like, I can see if it was like the challenge where it was like the operation challenge where you didn't really need any, like, what's the worst that can happen? You fall on the floor, you trip or something like that. That would be the worst situation that can happen from there, right? But these other challenges that are draining onto the, like, on body, where things are being thrown at you, there needs to be proper precautions in place.
Well, any time that you're throwing anything or lifting anything over your head, I think, it's only fair. But I didn't like how Nikola wasn't given a fair shot, right? Like, see,
No.
you get injured, they just send you home and you're automatically a loser and they assume that you weren't going to win your duel. And I don't think that that's fair, right?
No.
At the end of
And
the day,
looking
you
at
still
other,
won.
yeah, and looking at other like different websites, not websites, but different Facebook pages and everything like that. They also, everyone was saying the same thing, like, where's this protective gear to protect them while they're doing these duels? These are like, some of these challenges require this equipment. Where was this initially? Or like, you have medicine balls being thrown at you. Not like it, she wasn't a target. I'm not saying that Garby did this intentionally. I don't think that was her intent. She wasn't malicious about it. It was basically, they have to think, what's the worst that can happen in a situation of this sort of nature? But they didn't. And hopefully, fingers crossed, moving forward, they take all necessary, like, health issues and worst case situations that can happen to put one's life at risk.
Yeah, it's I don't wanna it made me mad, but so whatever, it's fine, it's fine. I don't wanna get too into it because I was upset when it happened and everything. But yeah, so Nicola and I think that same day somebody else went home too. It might have been Kendall.
It was Kendall.
Yeah, it was Kendall. He went home as well. And then, we went into the final. Well, after that, it was the final five, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
Josh and Andrea were still there, and they did the NBA challenge, right? The basketball challenge. And, we watched this take place, and this challenge, the winner of that challenge determined the person who came in first place was able to go directly into the Love Island Games finale. But the person who had the white ball at the end of that challenge was actually dumped from the island, right? I think that's how it happened. So we actually got to determine who was going directly into the Love Island Games finale. And then we also found out who was going home. Well, actually, I think they made us wait.
They made us wait.
And they made us wait, actually. But the strategy that Josh and Andrea used, because okay, so here's what I was thinking. I was thinking, so in this challenge, the white ball was going to be continuously in play. And wherever the ball was when the timer ran out, that person was going to go home. So Josh and Andrea used the logic of, well, let's hold on to the ball until the last 10, 15 seconds and then shoot it into someone else's hoop, which made sense, but also didn't make sense. Because, first of all, if you hold on to the ball until the very end, what if you shoot it and you miss?
Exactly. It's
So
like
I'm
that
not saying that,
3 second timer.
yeah, I'm not saying that they were gonna miss, but when you leave it up to where you don't have any time for error, that's when errors like to creep up on you. And they were under the impression that they were gonna keep, because you know what? Love Island Games doesn't post their time. You know how when you go on a game show, there'll be like a big clock behind you? They don't do that on Love Island or Love Island Games. So unfortunately, they had no idea how much time they actually had left. So they were keeping time in their head, which is super stupid. I'm sorry. Like, because you know how when you try to keep time in your head and you're always off, because some people count 1-1000, some people call one count one Mississippi, two Mississippi. Like, there's so many different ways that people keep count, and I think all of them are inaccurate. I think the best way to keep count is a stopwatch. So
Exactly.
they miscalculated the time, and then they actually were holding the white ball or whatever, something along the lines of that at the end of the challenge, and they sent themselves home. And I was really bothered by that, but at the end of the day, Gina, they decided to do this. This was their strategy, and their strategy was the worst possible strategy. that you could have chosen, right? Like, I don't know how to put it. Like, I know that it would have been great for them to make it into the finale, or at least in the final three, but they made a horrible decision, and that decision did not pay off, right? Or do you see it differently?
They did make a horrible decision, and they should have kept, like Andrea said, we should have done it with a minute left, right? Not 15 seconds left. It made sense, but I guess to be in that hot seat, like you would, like that's the only thing that you can think of logically, because they're like, oh,
You don't think it would have made more sense to keep the white ball continuously in play?
I do think so. But like strategically, I think maybe like Andrea said, as I mentioned, it would make more sense for them to do it on the final minute, but clearly these people can't count. And what you had just finished saying, the only reliable time is the stopwatch, right? Or a timer on your phone or whatever. That's the only reliable clock, right? So that's basically it. Or on the third minute, right? So something that you're at a safe mark where it's not 5 minutes, right? Like I'm in the middle. If I lose, and that's it, right? At least I put my best foot forward. But I can see what kind of strategy that they were trying to do, because in reality, they would have kicked them out anyways. So I can see what they were trying to do with that. Like it's either you play it strategically, like the snakes were playing it, or do it like play it at their same game, or like just play to play.
Well, they did it this way and it didn't pay off. And
It backfired.
the top three were Tyreek and Justine, Johnny and Sydney. Wait, was it Sydney? No, not Johnny and Sydney. Wait, Johnny and Gap. Who was with Johnny? Now I can't remember. Was it Gabby?
Yeah, Johnny and Gabby,
Yeah, okay, Johnny and
Tyreek and
Gabby.
Justine. What's it called? Who else?
And Zay and Lucinda. So my thing,
Lucinda.
here's my problem. America kept Tyreek. And I feel like Tyreek was the king of the snakes. Like, you know, when you beat the game and you have to, you know, on Super Mario Brothers, every level.
King Cobra or whatever.
But each one gets bigger.
Yeah.
Tyreek was the final snake boss. And for some reason, America kept Tyreek and got rid of Johnny. And don't get me wrong, Johnny was a snake, but the biggest snake of all was Tyreek. And it
I think
shows
his
you,
only saving grace was Justine.
well, it only shows that America has a really nasty relationship, especially women, with disgusting human being men. And, you know, a lot of people that watch the show are women, and instead of voting off the worst human being on the show, they kept him. And a lot of women do this in relationships. The more toxic and horrible that man is, the less likely a woman is going to kick him out of her house. And that's exactly what happened with Tyree. He should have been kicked out of that villa right then and there, in America, with their toxic tendencies, kept them there. And there's no reason why the King of Snakes should have made it into the finale. And, you know, this is why most people need therapy. Y'all need therapy, because if that's the type of man that you want to keep around, y'all need therapy. Period. End of discussion.
Well, like I said, I think it's either because other than this season, and for those who can watch Love Island UK, I think more people hated Johnny, obviously, than they hated Tyreek.
Why though? I mean, they were both
Hey,
snakes,
what we
but Tyreek, oh my God. Like, even in the challenge, in the final duel, instead of him trying to put bags in his own space, he was just trying to tackle Zay so Zay could, every move that he made was a snake move. He didn't even know how to move like a normal person. Like, he moves like a reptile. He hides
Yeah,
in the
and look
shadows
what
and he
happened.
attacks people in the dark. That's literally the way that he moves. He's a reptile. He's not even a person. He's a reptile.
Yeah, and look what happened.
Well, at the end of the day, he didn't win, but I don't know. This was too close for comfort for me because if he would have won, I probably would have stopped watching Love Island. I just would have been like, well, I can't watch this anymore. You know, because if this is what y'all are doing, I can't be a part of it. You know, like, because if this is the type of shit y'all want, this might not be for me. Because if Tyreek would have won, I probably would have like canceled my Peacock prescription. Like I would have been done. Like for real. Like honestly, I wouldn't have been able to watch it anymore because I just can't support that type of snake behavior in anyone. I don't care what it is. I just can't support that.
Yeah, so then, but it that's the thing, right? We've seen Johnny, or America has seen Johnny, in how many season, how many love games, how many, like, you know what I mean? So they're just done with his game,
Well, Johnny is
right?
now a three-time Love Island loser,
Loser?
I guess. Like,
Yeah.
three-time loser. So, you know, one time isn't a pattern. Two times doesn't necessarily make it a pattern. Three times makes it a pattern. He looked.
And now Johnny's going to be next year. What was he was been on the challenge, and he's going to be on House of Villains. So you can get your case of Johnny on the House of Villains.
Well, yeah, I don't need to see him anymore. He was like my least favorite. Like, honestly, like I didn't understand why he made it this far. And his little alliance, all the snakes had their little alliance. Toby and Johnny and Tyreek, all the little snakes, all the little reptiles had their little reptilian alliance where they were gonna make it to the finale. And just look, all of the little reptiles didn't get the money. None of the snakes got the money, and it just shows you that in the end, karma sees bad intentions, and all of them went home with no money, and that really warms my soul, Gina. It really does. It warms my soul. It made me happy, and you know, I'm not a hater. I don't get joy hating on people, but seeing the three of those reptiles walk away with none of the money made me feel a little bit better about the world, right?
Oh, when Zay and Lucinda won, or when they announced it, I was just like, yes. I'm like, I'm gonna say it on the podcast. I'm like, F you, Tyreek, F you, right? Because I did not want him to win for the life of me. I'm like, you're a snake.
I can't stand him. Like, even looking at him, I was like, I put on Twitter, I was like, somebody send me all of Tyreek's social so I can block him so I never have to look at his face again. Like, he makes me sick. But I mean, Isaiah and Lucinda winning, they were, you know, Isaiah did get caught up in a little bit of snake behavior throughout the season because he did associate with some of the snakes, but even being he didn't know how to be a full-on reptile because he would still go back and try to apologize and be like, you know, I'm just playing a game. Like, he's not a horrible human being. You know,
No.
he didn't betray people like Judas. You know, like Johnny could betray you and then look you in the face and not feel bad. Tyreek could betray you and look at you and not feel bad. And Toby could betray you and not feel bad. Isaiah did have human emotion and he did feel bad. And he was like, look, I'm sorry, or whatever. And they were like, you can't be a snake and then apologize. But he didn't know how to be a snake. And so it just showed that he wasn't like them. You know, he
No.
did associate with them a little bit, but it is a game and he had to do what he had to do. But him and Lucinda, I think, were the only choice.
The
Right?
underdogs.
They were the only choice to win. And I feel like I would have rather Nicola win. Like, I'm not gonna be like dishonest. I wanted her to win, but my second choice was most definitely Lucinda. I didn't want it to be Justine only because damn bitch, you already won twice. What do you want? You know, like what do you want at this point? Like, give it, can somebody else get a chance? Like, you can't just come and win every time. Like, somebody else would like to win. It's kind of like Tiffany New York on House of Villains. She's been on every season, and it's like, you already won stuff. Go home. Let somebody else get a chance. It's like when the Golden State Warriors kept winning every damn NBA final. Can somebody else get a ring? Like, can y'all just take a seat? You know, like, so I was really happy that Lucinda and Isaiah won. And I love Justine, but at the end of the day, she's already won. Give somebody else a chance.
Exactly. And like with Lucinda, like I think this boosted her confidence because, like, remember, like, the first, like, she was weak and then she came out thriving.
I mean, she doubted herself. And I
A
think that
lot.
is your worst enemy. You know what they say, your worst enemy in the world is not someone else, it's your own mind. It's you telling yourself that you can't do something. And I think Lucinda went into this telling herself that she couldn't do it. She wasn't strong enough. She couldn't win a duel. She couldn't stand up on her own two feet. And I think that was the biggest issue that she was fighting. It was like an ongoing battle throughout the season because she didn't believe that she could do it.
She didn't believe in herself.
Even though that she not only did it, but did it with grace, she didn't believe that she could do this. And I think her winning this is going to really open up a new level of confidence in herself. That self-doubt that she cast upon herself, she's got to stop that. She needs to end that. And I don't know if it comes from, childhood trauma. I don't know her well enough to know that. But for some reason, she was really trying to convince herself from the beginning that she couldn't do this. And she proved herself wrong. And I think the best way, to prove yourself is to prove yourself wrong. Because nobody in that house thought that she was weak. Nobody targeted her. Nobody came after her and said that she couldn't do it. The only person who did that was her.
Exactly. So, and she came up thriving. Did we talk about the Las Vegas? I forgot. Did
Oh, maybe we didn't. Oh, you mean Vegas night? Oh, maybe we
Yeah.
didn't. That maybe we didn't, because that was when they targeted each other with the little balls. And
Yeah.
yeah, because that's when Toby and Sydney targeted, I can't remember now.
Barbie.
Garby. Yeah, I remember that. And then afterwards, Sydney was like, that wasn't my fault because I was mad at him and I didn't really have a say in it. Even though after Toby did it the first time, he was like, did you want me to change it? That was just what I did because you weren't helping me. And then she said, no, it's fine. And then she tried to go back and backtrack and say, that wasn't on me. That was on him because, we didn't communicate. And I was like, no, he asked you, but you were so fixated on being mad at him that you let him target them and you didn't stop him. So I was like, you got to take a little bit of accountability in that because you didn't really stop him. So you can't say I didn't want that to happen because he gave you the option to stop it from happening and you said it was fine. So that kind of irritated me a little bit. I like accountability, right? Like take accountability. If you did it, you did it.
Exactly. And at the same time, like the dang, like Garby knew, she's just like, I'm gonna leave it up for chance because everybody wants me out of here. So, and that's what they did because, truth be told, that's what would have happened more than likely, despite them saying,
Yeah.
oh no, we would have kept you. No, we all know the truth in that.
No, they were targeted, and so was Josh and Andrea. They were targeted from the moment Josh came in that villa. Everybody targeted him. Like, nobody wanted him to stay there. He was always targeted, and no matter what, even if he would have made it, if it was down to, the Islanders to vote, he would have never made it. He always had a target on his back from the moment he got there. And, the same thing happened with other people too. Garby always had a target on her back. And some people said Garby would put a target on their back. And I mean, at the end of the day, I kept saying this all season. I was like, only one person, technically only one person can win. But at the end of the day, you could decide if you want to split the money. But I was like, somebody's got to have a target on their back if only one person can win. And I think a lot of times they were like, oh, everyone is like going for me or coming for me. And I'm like, yeah, because they want the money a little more than you, right? Like they want to win a little more than you because everybody was like, oh, I thought we were friends. And I was like, y'all are friends second. You're competitors first and friends second. Because at the end of the day, somebody is going to win this money, and it's not going to be you and your bestie's bestie and your bestie's cousin. It's just going to be one person. And it's like, for some reason, a lot of people really, really had trouble understanding that because they were just like, oh, well, this is my friend, and this is my friend, and this is my friend. I was like, so you don't want the money then? Because I could still be your friend and target your ass and still win my money. Because at the end of the day, I want my money, and I think a lot of people didn't really understand at the end of the day, this is a game show, and sometimes you got to put a target on your bestie's back, because at the end of the day, you and your bestie can't win. It's either going to be you or your bestie. It can't be both.
Exactly. So, it can't be the girls that win, and it can't be like it's just gotta like whoever you're coupled up with. And I'm happy that at least Johnny wasn't there, because I thought Johnny was worse than Tyreek, to be honest, because he was the captain of that ship because it shifted when he came in. So he was the captain of that ship, and what he did to
Well, Johnny was a mastermind, but Tyreek did the dirty work.
Yeah, he was his little puppet.
And that makes, I don't know, Tyreek was worse for me because he would look people in their face and he was like Judas. Like if you read the Bible, he was literally Judas. He would stab you in the back and then take the knife out and clean it, like, and then wash it so no one would know he did it. Like he was literally the snake. He had no remorse. I think that's what bothered me about him, was he would do horrific things to people and target people and had no remorse. I know that you have to target people, but the way that he would just do it, like the way that he treated some of the girls in the house, it just showed me he really doesn't care about anyone but himself. He really hated people, you know, and he
Well, even he threw like what's his face under the bus too, when he with the voting cards or whatever, Toby, and Toby's just like, what the fuck, man? What did you do that for?
Well, because Tyreek doesn't care. And I think anybody that trusts Tyreek, you might as well go swimming in a lake that has 55 alligators in it, because you have a better chance of the alligators not eating you than Toby not betraying you. Like, because that's just stupid. Or not Toby, Tyreek. Tyreek will throw you, if there is a bus and you're anywhere near the road, you're gonna be underneath that bus in a second. And then he's gonna not even feel bad as they're scooping you off the concrete. He will not
He's
even.
gonna laugh.
Anybody that, and you know, I think what really bothered me a lot too was Justine was kissing him in this episode. And I was like, oh, that makes her so unattractive to me. To be like with such a toxic human being, and just made her so unattractive to me. To be with someone like that and to put your lips on a lying, cheating, scheming person like that, it just irritated me.
Exactly, but maybe she'll see like what, like maybe he showed her one side, and then when she sees the actual show, then maybe it will be another side, and she'll be like, oh, I gotta get away from this evil man.
No, she won't. Women love toxic men. The worse of a man you are, the more likely that woman is going to want to marry you. It is what it is. And like I said, get some therapy, y'all. Y'all, for real. Y'all kept Tyree in the house all the way to the end. That just shows me y'all are in need of therapy. There is something really, really wrong with y'all, because that man should have been gone, but y'all didn't send him home. So call your therapist and set up an appointment, because y'all need to discuss what's going on.
Well, there wasn't an opportunity because he never had to duel or do anything. He just sat there like a bump on the log.
Yeah, he skated through. Oh, so at the end there was like a waste of time where they decided to vote on who would get the money between Isaiah and Lucinda, and it was a waste of time because I knew regardless of who won, they were gonna split it because they're just decent human beings. The funny part is the night before, the guys were talking in the villa and they were like, oh, if you won, would you split it? And Johnny's like, yeah, I would. And Isaiah's like, yeah, I would. And Snaky Tyreek was like, I don't really know. And I was like, well, that doesn't surprise me. I was like, you literally are the biggest snake in the world. Of course you wouldn't split it. Why would you? Splitting it would consider you would know how and be capable of thinking of someone other than yourself. And that's impossible. So I knew the answer to that. So the
Oh, me too.
idea that he was like, oh, I don't know, I was like, that is the most accurate and honest answer that I've ever gotten from this snake all season. Because usually he's a liar, but he was telling the truth then, because he was like, I don't know if I'll split it. And I was like, no, the correct answer is you would not. Just be honest, you would not, because you don't care about none of these people. At the end of the day, you would take that money and run. And I knew that.
Well, he threw to Toby under the bus, so
If
that
he
should tell
would
you
have
one
won,
thing.
if him and Justine would have won, Justine would have left with $0 because he would have took them and he would not have felt 1 ounce of remorse. Not one single ounce of remorse.
Well, remember, it was not based on like the final decision was not based on America. It was based on the fellow islanders.
Well, yeah, but Tyreek has his snake squad. So
Yeah,
he would
that's
have won.
like three people.
His snake squad would have voted. And depending on who would have been in it with him, a lot of people made a lot of enemies. So a lot of people weren't voting for who they wanted. They were voting against who they didn't want. So a lot of people might have voted Justine to get the money because they just don't like Tariq or vice versa. It wasn't necessarily you were voting for who you wanted, it was voting against who you hate. So
Exactly.
just like in a political race, it's not really who you want to win, it's who you don't want to win. And you vote accordingly. And I think that would have put him, because a lot of people, made enemies in the House. Lots of people. It depending on how they played the game, there was a lot of enemies. So putting the vote at the end to the housemates, the cast members, the islanders, wasn't going to help the situation because some people were just in there to make sure the person, like for instance, if Johnny would have won, Audrina would have made damn sure that man didn't get that money. That was the only reason why she was there. She was there watching that to make sure if that man won, he didn't get a dime. That's the only reason why she showed up. And she was ready, but it didn't come down to that. But that's why she was there.
Well, that's what they are all there for, right? So, because I had told you before that what's it called? What I was reading, because we hadn't watched Love Island Games before, so and I was telling you like, oh, this is how it works, like the former castmates get the final vote of who gets the money.
Well, yeah, but it was a waste of time though, because it was two decent people at the end. So none of that mattered. It would only have mattered if a snake won. Then it would have actually made a difference. But Lucinda would have split it and Isaiah would have split it. So it was a complete waste of time. They didn't even need to be there. It was
Well, I saw his face. I'm like, oh no, this boy better not fucking hurt Lucinda. I will rip him a new one if he even hurts her and says it's for the money.
Well, I knew, I had half a mind to just turn it off after I saw that they won because I knew there was absolutely zero chance that Lucinda or Isaiah would do something sneaky or snaky because they're just decent people. Right? They have a conscience. If it would have been Tyreek or if it would have been Johnny or if it would have been Toby, I would have needed to watch to the end because I would have needed to see the outcome, but I didn't even need to stick around to see how things went because no matter who the Islanders voted, they were going to split that money because they're just decent people. And we saw them be decent all season, right? They
Exactly.
acted and moved with integrity all season. And, and when they did have to be sleazy or skeezy, they felt horrible. They literally felt horrible about it. And that shows you that they have good intentions, And sometimes when you're on shows like this, you have to move sleazily, right? In order to get, the win or get things done. But they felt horrible after. And that showed me. And when I saw Tyreek and Johnny and, what's his name? Toby, and the way they moved, they didn't feel bad at all. Toby only apologized for the way that he treated what was her name? Sydney,
Sydney.
because he needed to recouple with her and he needed her to be on his side after he tried to abandon her in front of everyone and he couldn't get Casey's seat. He knew that he needed to save face. He didn't feel bad because a lot of people were like, at least he apologized. He apologized because he needed to make sure she
He had to.
Yeah, she was gonna sabotage him because she was like, "Well, there goes your chance of winning." And he was like, "No, don't make me lose." Like
Don't do that.
he apologized because he knew that she was his only opportunity to still win the money. And so don't mistaken that apology for sincerity. There was zero sincerity. He would have abandoned her and left her to die with no oxygen mask, right? Like, don't get it twisted. It just didn't work out in his favor, so he had to apologize just so she didn't abandon him in the middle.
Exactly. So, oh God. But yeah, now we have to wait till next year.
Yeah, a whole year. I don't know what to do. I love that this was so close to the last season. So I feel like we only had to wait a month or two to get back into it, but it's gonna be weird, going this long without any Love Island, right? And I don't know, maybe we can figure out a way to get one of the other shows from overseas.
The Australia one.
Maybe we can figure out some way to stream one of the other ones. That way we can have something. We'll just have to figure out how to go about it. I don't know how. I know it's possible, right? I know you can maybe get a VPN.
VPN.
I know it's possible. So maybe we can figure it out and we'll be able to at least maybe watch Australia or Malta or the UK or something. I don't know, somewhere. I'm down. I'm not picky. Preferably something without subtitles, something in English. That would be cool. But whatever we
You'll
get.
still have you will still have the closed captioning on because you won't understand it because they'll be like, wait, what?
Well, I didn't understand anything that Tyreek said all season. And don't get me started on Mert. I couldn't understand anything at all. Nicola, I eventually was able to figure out what she was saying, but not the entire time. It was really difficult to keep up. But yeah, hopefully something close to English, like Australia. I can understand them perfectly fine. They just talk a little weird. I can totally understand it, right? But other than the UK, depending if they talk like Tyreek, I might need help. But like, I can usually understand the UK, right? I watch 90 Day Fiancé UK. I can figure it out.
Okay, so I can watch it. Oh, it's just okay. I think I can watch it on my end on the same app where I watch Love Island. But the Love Island Australia starts on November 9th. But and potentially on Hayu, Viva the Amazon channel or directly. You may also be available on Hulu or Netflix in various regions. So it might be on Hulu.
I'll have to check. I don't have Hulu Live TV, I don't think. I don't know that, but I don't think I do. I'm not sure though. I just have like the regular. Well, maybe I do. I don't know. I have to check. I've never used it for that before.
Yeah, hold on one sec. Let me fiddle around with this. So, okay, go away. So I'm gonna look on my app right now to see if it has it. But yeah, we might be into the Love Island of Australia. We never know because we will go through withdrawals. I don't know what I'm going to do to wait that long.
Yeah, I'll probably figure out a way to watch one of the other ones. And then when we watch, another season of games, we'll know a lot more people because, there'll be some people from those seasons showing up. So it'll be easier for when we watch the new season of Love Games, or we can get into the Beyond the Villa show, which they have. And then I
I
think
already watched that.
they have All Stars, which I haven't watched. So technically, there is something else that I can get into. So we'll just have to figure out what we want to get into. And also, I don't know when All Stars is going to come on. That might be sometime soon. I don't know the answer to that. And I know there's already been a season that already aired, right? I think that some of the people on the game season this season were on All Stars.
Casey and Gabby, or Gabby.
Yeah, so maybe we can get into All Stars, which would be a cool show to get in because we'll get to know a lot of the past cast members. So then when we see them again, it'll make a little more sense, right? I feel like it was okay though because I got to know them, just based on this season, and I got my impression based on who they were just on this season, and I felt like that was okay. I didn't have to know their whole backstory, or whatever. It was fine. I was able to see who was a snake and who wasn't just based on what I saw here. I didn't have to go back years and years to see that Tyreek was a snake. Like, I could see it clearly just based on what was presented to me.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see, because I think the whole franchise is very creative and we're basically hooked. So good job, Love Island.
Yeah, this was a fun season. My only complaint was it was really fast, right? It was, but you blinked and it was over. It went by really quickly, but I did have fun. It was really fun to tweet and talk about and podcast, and it was also fun getting to know the cast members from around the world, right? Instead of just the USA cast. So yeah, I feel like I'm down. I love it. I think the next spinoff, hopefully, or the next show that comes on, we can get into it. If it's Australia or if it's All Stars, or I think Beyond the Villa we missed already. I think that came on right after Love Island season 7. So I think we already missed Beyond the Villa, so that's our fault. So we wouldn't be current with that, right? I think that came on right after season 7 ended, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, I don't think that's already over. So, oh
That's
well.
already over, and I've already watched it.
Oh, you watched Beyond the Villa? How long was it?
It was only like maybe 8 episodes.
Oh, it was short. It was shorter than this. Oh, okay.
Yeah, way shorter.
Yeah, that we could probably finish that in a week. Well, you already did, but like I want something more long term. Like Love Island is like what, 6 weeks? That was like fun, right? And then this ended so quickly. It was like it started. I just learned everyone's names and then it ended, right? Like it was pretty.
That's your problem all the time. At least they weren't bringing in multiple, like,
Yeah, they stopped
bombshells.
bringing in new people like after the first week, right? I feel like they did stop. Oh no, they did bring in some new people last week, didn't they? I think Casey came in last week. So yeah, but yeah, it wasn't like every night there were new people. They kept it tame. So I was able to learn everyone's name before they got dumped, which was, new for me. Usually they were dumped and I didn't even know what their name was yet. So it wasn't as crazy.
Exactly. So I just find it funny how so many people, they're like, oh, because I'm like, it's funny because my Instagram story, I posted the picture of Ariana Ma Maddox in her, like, what looks like an Egyptian type of dress. Like, I can't remember where she wore this one too, but it's like green and orange. I'm like, well, now what? All Love Island USA is done, and my girl crush for 2025, Adriana Maddox, goes into the Love Island vault until next year. Now what do I do?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I don't know where we go from here. It's like that unsure time. It's like we're in between. We're in the unknown. I don't know what we do without Love Island. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, maybe we can consult a psychic and ask them what they think we should do. I don't know.
I don't know. I think we need help.
It's a scary time. We're in scary times. A time where there's no Love Island episodes that are new is a scary time to be in. I don't know what to do.
Exactly. I really don't know what to do either, because I'm just like, well, now what? Right? Because I'm like, okay, we had season 7, and then I went back to watch season 6. Then I watched Beyond the Villa. So it was enough time. I got all my Love Island out of the way, and I'm like, well, now what am I supposed to do? Like, I just feel so lost without it.
Yeah, it's scary. Well, congrats to Zay and Lucinda on winning $125,000 each, respectively. And also, congrats to Zay for being a decent human being and splitting the money, which we already knew he would do. But I still think that we should acknowledge that because Tyreek wouldn't have done that. So we should still
Nope.
acknowledge.
None of the snakes would have done that. They
Yeah.
say what they say they would, but they wouldn't.
Lies, lies they told. They would have, kept that money and ran. But Zay, being a decent dude, it's funny because, when he came in the villa and we learned about him and Sydney, and he was him being a cheater, we had our preconceived, notions of who Zay was. But I don't know why he cheated, or I don't know what happened in that relationship. But at the end of the day, he seemed to be a decent human being, right? So I don't want to judge him based on the fact that that relationship with Sydney didn't work out, because we don't know what took place and what transpired between the two of them behind closed doors. But at the end of the day, he finished the show with integrity. So, and I knew it couldn't have been horrible because Sydney didn't come in hating him.
Yeah,
And she wasn't
like sh
running a.
shots fired. Like sh it was a civil conversation that they both had, and it's just like, and they were adult about it, right? So
There was no smear campaign. So I was like, yeah, things didn't work out. But I feel like if he was really, really horrible, she would have came in and swing in and making sure everyone knew that he was a horrible person. And she didn't do that. So I was like,
yeah, because she could have gone to Lucinda and just like she just said, yeah, he cheated on me, and that was it, right? But she could have gone.
try to ruin his chances of winning the show. And when I see an ex enter a show or something, the first thing I think is, oh, their only reason for being here is to make sure that their ex doesn't win. That's usually what you think, right? They're like, well, I only got one reason for being here, and it's to make sure that that sucker don't get nothing. But that's not what she was there for. She actually was there to try to win herself. And they sat down, they had a conversation, and she didn't declare war on him. She didn't have a vendetta against him. She didn't want him to leave. And that showed a lot of maturity between the two of them, right? They're both young people, but that showed a lot of maturity, because sometimes there's always that one ex that we have where, let's just say they were getting ready to walk down the street and some worker took the manhole off of the ground and they didn't know. And you could tell them, hey, don't fall in that manhole, but you probably wouldn't. Right? Because we just don't
Yeah, or
that.
you would just push, or you would just push them to it. Like,
Right. You're like, I
no
could
one
tell
saw
them.
nothing.
Yeah,
Keep
I could tell
walking.
them, watch out, or I could just mind my own business because I don't care for that person. But it just shows a lot of maturity. And he won. And I think at the end of the day, he's redeeming himself. So if, like for me, when he entered the show, I was like, oh, he cheats on girls, pretty girls at that. He might not be a good guy. So I have a different outlook on him now. It definitely doesn't look like he's just a horrible, lying, cheating, awful person. I think that, he said it in the beginning. He was like, I was young and I didn't know what I wanted and I made bad decisions. And I think that he's grown from that. And I think that he shouldn't be judged based on that.
Neither do I. I agree, right? So, like, he was always like creeping around, like kind of the quiet type, didn't really say a lot, but like,
First week, he didn't say nothing. I didn't even notice he had a personality until the second week.
so
I didn't
yeah.
notice he had a personality until the second week.
So I now here we are. We have our Love Island game season two winners. Boop boop. And yeah, I was just happy it was, like I said, I was just happy it wasn't any of the freaking captain of the snakes and then his little minions of the snakes. So I'm just happy about that. So,
It's a win for the good people. It's the win for the good guy.
and they were, oh, and there were OGs too, right? Like they weren't no bombshells, they weren't no heartbreakers, they were originals.
Oh yeah, you're right. I didn't realize that. You're right. They weren't, you're right. I didn't catch that. It was two day one Islanders. Cool. Yeah. I didn't even realize that, because there were a lot of not day one people in the finale, right? I think so. Tyreek was a day one, but Justine wasn't. And I think,
There was three of them, Sydney, Toby, and
oh yeah,
Justine.
you're right, you're right. So it could have went the other way. So yeah, I think this is a win. This is a win for the underdogs, and it's a win. It shows you that being a snake doesn't pay, right? It doesn't pay. Karma knows.
What do they always say? Nice guys or nice people, like, or what's that line? About finishing last, what is it? I forgot, but something like that. Yeah, I can't remember the line.
Nice guys finish last, but they won, and it's a win for me. I'm happy with the outcome. It's funny, I was happy with the outcome of Love Island season 7 too. I was happy with that too, with Amaya and whatever his name was. I can't
We
remember.
don't talk about his name.
Yeah, but I'm happy with it, Amaya. So I feel like, we're 2-2-2 right now, Gina, right? We're doing good. I like these odds. We're doing good.
Even though who I really wanted to be in the finale was Josh and Andrea, but they all wanted him out because he was,
Well,
both him and her were very strong.
let's just be real. They left because they had a really horrible tactic in that last challenge. That was the worst tactic they could have used, and they shouldn't have done it. I mean, I don't want to say it's their fault, but whatever they thought they were doing in that last challenge, that was wrong. They would
But
have.
they all the snakes wanted him out and wanted Josh out.
But at the end of the day, Josh eliminated himself.
Exactly.
The
But
snake
I'm
had
just
nothing.
saying.
They had nothing to do with that. He eliminated himself by holding on to that white ball till the end. So he shouldn't have done that. But
It
that's
is what it
neither
is.
here nor there. All right. So until we meet again, because this will be our last Love Island pod for a while, that's kind of sad, right?
Know.
That's kind of sad.
Bittersweet. It just went like poof, done by.
I feel like we just started, right? It's kind of, it's just sad. So we're gonna
It's
sign off.
bittersweet.
We're gonna sign off with our last Love Island pod for a while. But guess what, guys? If we figure out a way to watch Love Island Australia, we're gonna watch it. And even if you can't, we're still gonna talk about it. So it's almost like you'll be there. We'll do a podcast about
Yeah,
it,
or
and
if you
like,
can't, and if I find a link. Then I will share that link with you people.
yeah, and then you can watch it with us, and we'll all be Australians for the season. We'll all be mates.
Exactly.
We'll be mates, Gina. We'll be mates.
Yeah,
We'll
we'll
watch
be
the show,
Kiwis.
and we'll get new Australian favorites for the new season. But that's it, guys. We're signing off. This will be our last Love Island pod. This was the Love Island Games pod for a while. Not the last, but for a while it will be. Thanks for watching and listening with us and tweeting with us. And thanks to Gina for joining for this season of Love Island Games Season 2 pod. It was fun. I had an amazing time, and
Me too.
we're signing off.
Last comment. With the last games, with putting the rings, did you notice that it was like that 2-year-old like circle game? Like I tweeted it to you as well, but I know your tweets don't really work.
What do you mean?
Like the game with the rings, did it not remind you of? I'll send you the picture. Hold on 1 second here. I just sent it to you, and you'll probably laugh and you'll be like, oh my God.
Oh, the Fisher Price game. Oh, yeah, I do remember that when I was little. Yeah, the size of the shapes and stacking. Oh, yeah, it does remind me of that now. Yeah. It's funny because it was really complicated for them, but
I know, and I think my comment to you on Twitter, I'm like, how is a 2-year-old can get figure this out? And you guys can't figure this out.
yeah, it seemed very complicated to them. But yeah, now that you now, yeah, and they're even different colors too. Yeah, now that you say that, that is basically what that was. It kind of reminds me of that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, where people can't answer the fifth grade questions. It kind of reminds me of that, where you think you're really smart and then you go on that show. I don't think it comes out anymore. It was called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah, I
And they would
remember.
ask you fifth grade curriculum questions, and like a 40-year-old would answer them incorrectly. So I guess it kind of goes back to that. It's like ch children are smarter than adults, I guess, right? I think it goes back to that.
Because I responded in your tweet. This funny. This is what you said. This requires skill. Being a snake doesn't make you smart. I'm like a toddler has more experience in this game than the adults.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is true. This is very true. It took them a long time to figure it out. And I was watching it, and I was like, they're not doing this right. What's up with that? I mean, maybe they were nervous. It was the Mega Duel, and there was a lot riding on it, but I felt like they made it seem like it was harder than it was.
Yeah. Oh, and oh, I'm reading it from this Love of Reality, this Facebook page. Chris wasn't at the finale.
Yeah, Chris wasn't there. And somebody
I
else.
just noticed that right now.
No, there were two people that weren't there. I can't remember who it was now. But yeah, there were two cast members that weren't there. Mert wasn't there either.
Mert was there. Mert was there. He stood behind Isaiah
There
or
were
Zay.
two cast members that somebody tweeted that weren't there. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. But I can't remember who it was now. But yeah, there were two people that were not there. I don't know the reason for that, but there were two people that weren't there.
And then one person's just like, oh, his overseas basketball, all right. He's like overseas, laughing out loud. And then one person said his finger's still broken.
I don't think his finger was ever broke. I think that it was, you know, Lucinda was there and they knocked her lights out like a day or two before. She still showed up. Like I said, I don't know why he wasn't there. I'm sure there has to be a reason why you wouldn't show up to probably the biggest day of your career, Love Island Games finale. But I'm sure there's a reason. Who knows? Maybe he's a sore
Who
loser.
knows?
You know, I don't know. But
Yeah. Now you can sign off. I just wanted to get that point across with the 2-year-old game or whatnot. If the 2-year-old can figure it out, why can't these people figure it out? But yeah. And then I'm like, you guys are dumb. Just look at the colors that Tyreek and Justine did. I'm like, how dumb are you guys? Come on, let's go.
well, I don't know, but
Yeah. You can sign off now. That was it.
all right, guys, we're signing off. Thanks for listening and tweeting, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good night, guys.
All right, guys, bye.
Bye.